بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله النبي الكريم، أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, inshallah, in this few mornings that we have, we will discuss the important aspects regarding supplication and dua, and particularly the duas of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam that has been taught to us through the various narrations. In the Hadith Sharif, it is mentioned that the aspect of supplication and dua is known as mukhul ibadah. Mukhul ibadah means that it is the main gate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's attainment. In other hadith, we learn that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that al-du'a'u huwa al-ibadah. The dua itself is a form of worship and means of proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a dua in itself is asking Allah Rabbul Alameen for favors. But if we have to look at it, in essence, it is a favor in itself. A person who is given the ability to make dua and a person who makes dua, then that itself becomes the gift for that person that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us. So in principle, there are five ways in which a dua impacts a person's life. The first relationship that we have with dua is the knowledge. To have knowledge of a dua, to be able to know when a dua is recited, and to be able to learn that dua in its text form. This is the first relationship, and this is the first entry point that a person has with dua, because in order to make dua, a person has to have the knowledge of that dua. So therefore, the learning of duas, the reciting of duas, is something that is important in terms of this relationship and a person building this bond and this bridge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through supplication. Once a person has got the knowledge of the dua, a person begins to read that dua at that given occasion, or he reads it at any other time to gain proximity to the dua. The next step is that the person begins to understand the dua and internalize the dua. He begins to understand what the dua means. He begins to be able to read the dua with its meaning and its effect. And this is something profound, because at every occasion, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has taught us appropriate duas, that make dua for this, on this occasion, and those duas are befitting those occasions. So once a person has got the knowledge, he recites the dua, and now he begins to internalize the dua and he begins to understand the meaning and the reach of the dua. That is the second level, and that is the second relationship and impact that the dua has upon us. And thereafter, a person begins to feel the dua. Now the dua becomes part of his routine. It becomes part of his recitations. It becomes part of his ma'amulat. Now he begins to feel the spiritual effect of the dua. And this is something which is a great gift of dua. Then a person who is attached to supplicating to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is like a thirsty person who is looking for water, and when he gets that water, he becomes satiated. So that dua becomes his nourishment. That dua becomes his ghiza. And that dua becomes his internal state and condition. So fitratan, without too much of effort and without too much of thinking also, a person is able to benefit and draw from the richness of this dua. So we have initially the person started off with the knowledge and awareness, and then the recitation and the understanding, and now he begins to feel the dua and internalize the dua fully, where it becomes part and parcel of his day and night. And when this happens, and a person is now absorbed in these different duas on these different occasions, then the fourth state that he has is the state where the dua becomes a hal. Hal means that a person now begins to live the dua. He begins to feel the dua. He begins to thrive spiritually with this dua. A hal means it becomes a permanent condition of a person. That a person now begins to appreciate and begins to feel deeply regarding whatever he is reciting, and the message and the feeling and the ruhaniyat, and he carries the spirituality and this gift with him all the time. In other words, it is with him, he doesn't miss it. It becomes entirely part of his existence. And then as a fifth measure, we find that every dua of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has got a deep lesson in it. So the du'as of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam teach us profound lessons also. So as much as it is a mode of supplicating to Allah, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His gifts, in it there is also a sabak and a lesson. So when we read the du'as of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we find that these du'as teach us many important things about spirituality, many important things about our condition, many important things about how we draw from the treasure and the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So as an introduction, these are the five states, or these are the five principles, or these are the five ways in which dua impacts upon our life, and we can see why dua is regarded to be the main gate of relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because just with this one act alone, just with a person perfecting dua or making dua very prominent in his life, he can gain a lot of spirituality. On one occasion, some young people, they approached one of the mashayikh, and young people generally want things that are done easily. They want an easy way, they want a shortcut. So they asked the Sheikh that show us an easy way in which we can attain Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's closeness, His nisbat and His relationship. So the Sheikh thought for a while and told them, look, for young people, the easy thing that you can do is to attach yourselves to the supplications and the du'as of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because these are the spiritual gifts, these are the spiritual highways in which a person will be able to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala very quickly if you internalize them and you are punctual upon them and you begin to progress through the dua. So the dua that we will inshallah discuss today is regarded to be one of the greatest duas that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught the sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala, and particularly in this narration when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam holds the hand of Hazrat Mu'az bin Jabal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Very lovingly, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam holds his hand. A young person is among the youth. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam tells him, Ya Ghulam, Wallahi, inni la uhibbuk. By the qasam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I have intense love for you. And there is an entire explanation on all of this, that how Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam showed affection to the youth, and how he drew them closer towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through affection and through compassion. So, Ya Ghulam, inni la uhibbuk. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gives him this very positive affirmation and this positive glad tiding that I have love for you. And imagine a young person, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam tells him he loves him. How happy would that person be where the person receives this type of a bashara? So then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam teaches him the dua and says to him that after every salah, don't fail to read the following dua. And then he gives him this golden rope or this golden dua. Allahumma a'inni ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatik. And the commentators of hadith explain that this dua is actually the golden robe of muhabbat that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has left for his ummah. That through Hazrat Mu'az radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, through holding his hand and conveying this dua to Mu'az radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, with his love and with his compassion and shafqat, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam conveyed this golden dua and this golden rope for all of us. And if you look at the meaning of this dua very quickly, Allahumma a'inni. O Allah, I seek your assistance and your support. I'm asking you to help me. To help me in what? And then the lesson here again is that in everything that we do, we require the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In our ibadah, we require Allah's help. For our protection, we require Allah ta'ala's help. For our sustenance, we require Allah ta'ala's help. And for every aspect of our life, be it our spiritual life and be it our physical life, we require Allah's help and nusrat. So Allahumma a'inni, I need your help. For what? Ala dhikrika. One of the most important facets of the life of a believer is the dhikr and the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So show me how to make your dhikr. Make me steadfast upon dhikr. Teach me the way that dhikr is truly made. And make me a person of dhikr. Allahumma a'inni ala dhikrika. That's the first aspect he sought help from. And then the second aspect is the aspect of shukr and gratitude. That shukr is something which is also should be the essence of the life of a believer. That at no point we should have any ingratitude or complaint in our life. And we should immerse ourselves into shukr. Shukr is such a thing that it is an acknowledgement of the life of a believer who is absorbed and drowned in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's favors. So if we are absorbed in Allah's favors and we are drowned in Allah's favors, then we should drown ourselves in shukr. So Allahumma a'inni ala dhikrika wa shukrika Help me to become a person who is eternally grateful to you and appreciates in each and every bounty by giving expression and by being obedient. And wa husni ibadatik. And help me also to do all good actions. Husni ibadatik, for me to become a person of good, for me to become a person where all forms of obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are given expression. So this beautiful dua Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught Hazrat Muaz bin Jabal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, which should be recited after every salah and with the intention that, oh Allah, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has conveyed this message of muhabbat and the promise and of love through Hazrat Muaz bin Jabal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. I also hold on to this rope of love through this dua, and inshallah in that way we will also attain Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam's love, and we will also attain the full benefit of this dua, and we will be able to internalize this dua, because after salah is a time of acceptance of dua. So after salah we make the main duas that we can make, and those main duas, one of them that has been taught to us is this particular dua. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this dua benefit us fully and grant us spiritual progress to it. Thank you.